following this morning, we'll be looking for Colossians chapter 3. From here on out, we're going to move into the fact that we see more of the practical questions of this book. One of the reasons for a full preaching of our hands and promises is primarily to the Bible. My goal is to go about it.
For we know that only He can perform, only He can finish your gospel and the purposes of your gospel for our lives. So we call upon your patience as you come to the promise and fulfill the promise that you have given us. That you have sanctified your people by your word. When you have true spiritual ministry, I ask that question because the last few weeks we've been focusing on Paul. We've been focused on those appearances of ministry that appear, while they appear within one of the sacrifice. But we have to get rid of these things. All things that have no value. We're focused on how that we're not to look to rules and regulations, we're not to look to mystical experiences, we're not to look to the ideas, not to be the same, not to be the same, and all rules that we saw on the floor. But if we're not to look to those institutionally, where are we? What is the true spirit of purpose? What they look like, how do we expect to see them? First of all, we must recognize our knowledge and vision in our thoughts. And we come to know them, we need to have all the directions in Christ. There are spiritual certainties to both the Genesis and the spiritual work that God does when He comes to the old physical heart. If you're up on it, you're ready to get God, Christ removes that. We live in Christ. And the upset that occurs, all the time, not this morning, but just the book, what that means, how the old life and then brought the new life, the information is all that we just keep in the life, we need that in hope. I'm concerned that many people might be no law, it's a law, it doesn't matter how we do it. And what is the hope you were thinking of? Because if anybody in my job is pushing growth, they did. Because when it comes to our relationship with Christ, it is not just becoming a Christian. It is not about what we do, it's about looking to what Christ has done and what we've done. But what we have. God, this November 2, set your mind on things that are above. no reason, faultless to all things, to ever focus on earthly things. So those back there, Andrew, were trying to say this great lesson from part of the people out here, as they're being held according to human understanding, this is an earthly, this is a physical aspect. But rather than tell you yourself, not only by focusing on earthly, but rather than turn our gaze into our focus, looking where God is at. So, to reach up, first of all, seeking those things which are above, make comparison between those things which are in heaven, and in verse 10, he says, don't focus on those things which are on earth. So, instead of focusing on earthly things, we pray to God and turn our attention to heaven. As Jesus said, go to seek first his kingdom and then God's kingdom. And all these things will be added to it. Our focus on is not on God, but Christ in the name of Jesus. And what we find is that when we turn our focus on ourselves and we begin to put our focus on God, we find the power and the ability to overcome sinful thoughts. Now, the thing we think about when we think about it, two questions we want to try out this year. First of all, what are the things that are above? What are we seeing? I'm going to let Peter know who's written it. Think this will be a little bit clarifying. So hopefully you'll understand that. What are we seeing? What's the main thing that we've got in heaven? What's the matter with these things? First of all, the things that we see are things above. What are the things? Well, if you can summarize and make these things across,
we're going to be talking about the characteristics, the actions, the findings,
humility, and forgiveness of spirit, all the things which were fully finished in this new box. We're a model box. We're looking at this as our example to model his life in this earth. On the earth. So, when there's a system which are love, he would need to stay focused on reflecting or meditating on Christ the Lord, the Lord of evil. We're not just here. Where Christ is, this at the right hand of God. Now, if you are a Jew, you're going to be open for all your life, that not to afford a prayer, where Christ is, that is seen at the right hand of God, it will immediately put in your mind that God leads you to work for us. It's the most awesome part of the passage. And the first reason is what? The Lord says to my Lord, my God, it's a lot of your attention. And that song is what it's talking about, that God in the process of involving the cross by taking all of the clothes and all of the money from his own skin to build the dead book. But now, to all people, he's working on the world. And so we're all that we're doing similar things for God, we're talking, we're thinking wrong with God, or putting our focus on the fact that Jesus is not just taking the Bible picture, but he's been taking on us wrong. He is reigning. And because he is the sovereign ruler of the universe, he has authority over your life. He has the authority to see your business and tell you how you can live your life. So we've all been thinking of the Bible and look at Christ, meditate upon the characteristics of love, humility, gentleness, kindness, righteousness, anger, money, holy ambition. Think on those things. Focus on those things, but also meditate on the fact that you're no longer what you never were, but you now know that you're no longer the Lord of your life. You're no longer to rebel to us, but you surrender to us into our authority. And so he's your Lord. And so therefore, you don't look at him for how God can do your life. That's what it is. It's going to make you love, but they don't have to care for yourself. Make sure that he is my root. In fact, it's for us. That's what he has to tell our Lord in our life. And so we're looking for my own thoughts. I'm going to need to talk. I'm not going to make a don't be so mean, don't put that, don't do that. Rather, all I have to do is reflect on who Christ is as my Lord and Jesus in my life and focus it. And reflect on the example to see here and we are going to live out our own life. So, this preacher I was thinking about, which says, this is the one that confirms this, we have cross character. Recognize that he is Lord of our life. The question now is, how do we see him? In what manner are we seeing the future of others in them? First of all, we are seeking him to see. Not just that, from the fact that our practice of this making life different, the things that are involved, and the effort to say, hey, you're not going to be able to be a way to teach others. Well, you need to think and walk. This is better by one time than by the other time. There's a continual process, day by day, while continuing to think about each other, I continue to be in my mind and set my mind in the things which are unthinkable rather than things that are unheard. So, how do you think of the results we're going to do? If they are all time, if they are effective, I'm thinking of the things which are both. The new life is not something that's all that. A Christian is going to become, Christian. There are not two things that are most perfect in your life. The still struggle with this. That's normal. And so I want to remind us that we're trying to overcome that. And that's why I'm telling you about this morning that you have to continue to It's not what we learn from our lives, but it's all our efforts. All that clear verses that we heard in verse 12, where he tells this is only in my leader, not that I have already finished or already worked, but I press on to make it my own because of God Jesus and make me my own. So it's not my fear that I have made it my own, but what did I do? Forget what lies behind and press forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God. So you can solve for yourself. You know what you need to work on. And you need to have help in God's Word. You need to have God's Word in your church. If I was saying this is wrong, what I was saying is that you need to identify the Word of God. And when you find those things, what you need to do is to be proud of the Word. You need to be proud of the Word. If I was saying this,
so all this material is done.
You have been tested before God rules over the whole the more I tell you that, it's even less than God. If you don't like the one, but God can't turn it for your life, then to let you know that you have to go along. It's the fact that you will be able to see you are in this new life. You will have a new life. I don't care what testimony, I don't care what kind of time you come down the road, I don't care about you. It's so important. That is the result of God's work. We must pursue it quickly because it's not a fact of the work of God. When God saves us from our sins and makes us a different new life, that's not a fact of the work. But when it comes to putting off the old sinful man and putting on the new righteousness, it is something which we must do to all of us. So, first of all, let's be true holiness. Let's be a church that is marked by some holiness. Because that's what we are in heaven. So let us become that here on earth. Secondly, what we must do is not become so focused on heaven and safety that we can give back the world. God will be so busy and in this world and for heaven and earth. He wants us to set our focus and mind on heaven that we might be on earth and in truth. If you want to have a true passion in your life, not the truth of love, by watching television and entertaining them, they will make your life stop and stop. The most we say is that from Christ and Christ transformed you, then you will be used to transform the world. If it's called to be both your friends and get the gospel to bring lost people to save them from Christ, it is here to put back the resurrection of the people in the world. So, you see, holy. That's what this scripture tells you. Secondly, focus on heaven if you want to be on earth anymore. Thirdly, we can pursue holiness as people who are in the world and lost Christ. We can pursue holiness from the fact that we are dead. We do not pursue holiness in order to be for our forgiveness. We do not pursue holiness as a means to our extending God. We have to seek God because Christ was the perfect sacrifice. But we pursue holiness as a justified. I'm justified before God, therefore I will seek the blessings of God. I will misquote and humbly ask you what I'm saying. And therefore, in my opportunity to cry hopeless, you will be exalted and collected from the old body. That's what I will do. Hopefully, you can get that false religion, that meaning, the rules and regulations that are in the family of God, all the religions of Christ have brought the family of God. He has made you God. Now, therefore, since God has done this, let us live and hold on, not for his sake, but the result of the love that he cultivated in our hearts. And this first group, because your spirit will be different, will begin to have a greater and greater impact upon local communities and focus upon our work. Father, thank you for your word. Father, appreciate the fact that you spirit all of your hope, and that Lord, you are always faithful through our prayer. We see our need, Lord, that we need to be part of it. But I pray that you will attempt to control the mission of your children, causing this impact on our lives, spur us on to full spirituality, not just to use the law and move to get this before me, but Lord, to use the law and let them live a life in a way that is for you. Not to turn your effort, but to turn inside you and let you live. I pray that you will raise up a church by fear that will be a people marked by holiness. And Father, will be a holiness that is not of self-righteousness. And Father, will be a holiness that we depend on the result of the fire working of Christ and the continual working of the Spirit in our daily lives. Lord, help us to become that people by the power of your Spirit. Lord, will you build for us, Lord? In Jesus' name.
of 44.